Dr. John West is my first guest today. He's the president of the Mathematical Association of WA. I think John's done a couple of ISOs, so he might be able to help me out. G'day, John.
G'day, Millsy. Yes, I've done 3 2-week ISOs last year, and that was fun, I've got to tell you.
Were you in a hotel room, John, or were you at home?
No, I was lucky enough to do it at home, and unfortunately, the last one I found out about, our plane landed 15 minutes after the Premier decided to change the rules, and so there was a plane load of very unhappy people there.
Right. So you're the mathematician. The odds of that happening?
Oh, look, pretty good at the moment. I mean, we've been pretty good with our closing our borders and keeping WA safe, but I think the cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are actually in isolation without the virus. So I'd love to hear from you if you're in that boat. 133-882. Now, we're not talking about that with you. We're talking about Oz Lotto and the fact that I read on the weekend that they're increasing the number of balls in the barrel for the Tuesday draw from 45 numbers to 47, and they're also going to be adding some supplementary numbers, in fact, an additional one to 3. So this will increase my chances of winning dramatically, I would suggest.
Well, yes, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Just those couple of extra balls in the barrel increase the chance from one in about 860,000 years to one in 1.2 million years if you play every week. So, you know, that's it's not going to happen anytime soon, I dare say. But, you know, having a flutter every week, I think, gives a lot of people a lot of enjoyment, and there is that anticipation. Maybe I'll beat the odds.
Right. Well, I've also looking at the propaganda, if you like, that the lotteries people put out, and it said Division 1 has increased from 1 in 45,379,620 to 1 in 62,891,499. I mean, they seem like enormous numbers, so obviously we're going to get bigger jackpots.
Yes, absolutely. The problem is, of course, you know, very rarely you're going to be that one person who wins the jackpot. And of course, I think for a lot of people, whether it's a $1 million win or whether it's a $50 million win, it's still a life-changing amount of money. It's just that it's not going to happen very often. And increasing from 1 in 45 to 1 in 62 million, as I said, it adds another 300,000 years there in terms of your chances of winning. So it's not that lucky. It's not that likely.
They say, though, with the extra sup and the extra number, that the chances of winning any prize actually decrease to 1 in 55 to 1 in 51. So that's a positive.
So that's right. Yes, it is. It means that a lot more people are actually going to be walking away with one of those smaller prizes. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, that's a win. And, you know, a lot of people are quite happy with the, you know, just the scratchy or whatever it is, and they walk away with $100 or $1,000. And, you know, for most people these days, I think with the price of fuel and things like that, that's quite a nice little windfall. If you can afford to wager the money, then I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think the main concern, of course, is that if there are people out there who are just chasing their losses and hoping to, you know, to win it big because it's their chance to win this week because they didn't win last week, you know, sadly they might be disappointed.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, it is what it is, and I suppose that's going to happen in a month or so. So you never know. Like, you might want to get in early before they change the number of balls.
Absolutely.
And they've got more chance of winning.
Buy a ticket.
Jerry, thanks for your compassion, the fact that apparently I'm not in isolation. I'm in quarantine, says one of our listeners. How would you view it? Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Good to hear your voice. Thanks for your time.
Thank
Good
you.
On you. Dr. John West there, President of the Mathematical Association of WA. Or is that going to stop you from playing Oz Lotto? The fact that it increases from 41 in 45 mil to 1 in 63 million to 1? I'd say it probably won't stop. Most of us will still be hoping that that will be the lucky ball that drops down and gives me some success.